the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And I will sing, how great, is our God. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And I will sing, how great, is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son. The Lion and the Lamb, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And I will sing, how great, is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And I will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. And so, Father in heaven, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being such a mighty God. We thank you for being such an awesome God. There's no other God like our God. His name is above all names. And because your name is above all names, Lord, you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our adoration. You're worthy of our sacrifice. Lord, you are worthy of our best fruits. And so as we begin this day, God, we start our day off with you. There's no other better way to start off a day but by praying and committing ourselves to you, surrendering to your will and surrendering to your way. Some people say that breakfast is the best meal of the day, the best way to start a day off. But, Lord, I profess that praying and seeking your face and offering unto you a sacrifice of praise is the best way to begin our day. Because, God, we get your attention early. We're able to make our petitions made known to you. We're able to get all the strength that we need. We're able to get all of the direction that we need. We're able to get all of the guidance that we need, God, when we start our day off with you, and then we fully equip for the day. Lord, I don't know about anybody else, but I don't want to be ill-equipped for anything that comes my way. And so, Lord, if I lean into my own understanding, then what I'm doing is I'm ill-equipping myself for my day. I'm ill-equipping myself for my situation. I'm ill-equipping myself for my life and the things and the plans that you have for me. But God, since I belong to you, and you know the plans that you have for me, and you know how to order my footsteps, Lord, then, Lord, I won't lean into my own understanding, but, Lord, I acknowledge you, God. I bless your name, O God. I give you the glory and the honor, Lord. I give you the praise, Lord, because, Lord, I want you to lead, God, and direct me, and I want you to grant me favor, grant me wisdom, grant me direction so that I will be victorious in this day. God, I'm not worried about tomorrow because tomorrow is not promised. But I'm so glad, God, that you woke me up this morning and you allowed me to see a brand new day. God, I'm grateful, God, that you woke me up this morning and gave me the use and activity of my limbs. Lord, I'm grateful this morning that you woke me up, oh God, and you blessed me with the reasonable portion of health and strength, God. I want to say thank you, oh God, because you woke me up this morning with my mind stayed on you, God. Lord, I want to say thank you, oh God, because you woke me up this morning and you gave me the plans that you have for me today. Lord, I want to say thank you, God, that you woke me up this morning, God, and there was nothing wrong with my house and nothing wrong with my family. God, I want to say thank you, oh God, for waking me up this morning and allowing me to experience the love of your kindness. Oh God, the love of your grace and mercy, the love of your presence, God, the love of your spirit, Lord. I want to say thank you, God, today because you woke me up and, God, you've already poured out blessings that I don't even have room enough to receive already on this morning. God, right mind, use and activity of my limbs, reasonable portion of health and strength, life and life that more abundantly. God, you've tremendously blessed me already today. So what more can you do, God? God, I can't even imagine. But God, I'm glad that my eyes haven't seen what you have in store yet, and I'm also glad that my ear has not heard what you have in store for me yet. And so, Lord, I won't lean into my own understanding. Lord, I can't do it on my own. And, Lord, I can't see the way that I should go, but I know that I'm going to follow after you. I am going to trust in you because I know that you never fail. Thank you for being a God of consistency. Thank you for being a God of faithfulness. Thank you for being a God that's true to your word. The world seeks after little gods and places things and places people and places situations before you. But Lord, your word urges us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything that we need will be added. Lord, I seek after your anointing today. Lord, I seek after your presence today. Lord, we need your glory, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we can't make it without your glory, God. We can't make it without your spirit abiding in us and your spirit keeping us and your spirit blessing us and your spirit strengthening us and your spirit sealing us. Seal us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if we are sealed by you, we are sealed until the end of time. God, keep us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and help us to submit to you so when you seal us, God, we won't contain any impurities, any carnality, anything that will cause what's being sealed to be ineffective, that will cause anything that's being sealed to not be preserved properly and have to be cast out. Lord, I don't want to live this life. I don't want to be in church all my life for me to get before you and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. Lord, I dare not run this race and not get the crown of life that's at the end for me. And so, Lord, I ask, oh God, this morning that if there's anything in me that's unlike you, God, as you seal me with your spirit this morning and this day, God, I plead the blood that you have taken out of us, that you would purify us, that you would take it out of us right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and seal us with your goodness. Seal us with your glory, God. Seal us with your anointing, Lord. Seal us with love and faith, tenderness and gentleness, meekness, temperance, God, faith, goodness, kindness, God, self-control. Fill us and fill us with your spirit, God, that what you are preserving, God, will stand until the end of time. And as you seal us, God, we know your sealing will protect us. Because, God, you promised in your word that when the waters, when we go through the waters, God, they won't affect us, Lord. When we pass through the rivers, they won't overtake us. Lord, when we go through fires, Lord, they won't burn us, nor will they kindle against us. That's because you seal us. And thank you, God, today that you are a kind of seal that does not fail. Lord, the only time the seal is broken is when we go outside of your will or we begin to do things in our own way. But, Lord, put flesh under subjection that we will remain under the seal all the day long in the mighty name of Jesus. I need your covering, oh, God, to walk right today. I don't want to get out of sorts, Lord, and break out of the seal. Lord, I need your sealing power today to help me to live right and to help me to talk right, God. Put flesh under subjection, Lord, and let me not come out of the seal, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'll put flesh under subjection. I won't do what's right in my own eyes, but I would do that which is right according to your will, that I may remain under the seal of protection, God, that you grant towards your people, God, on a day-to-day basis. Thank you for being such a God of faithfulness and of power and a God that never fails. And because of your consistency, because of who you are, Lord, we can live victorious each and every single day. And so, Lord, on this Thursday, I believe it's February 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2018, we thank you for a brand new day that you have made. We're rejoicing and we're glad in it, God, because you made this day just for us. Remind us, God, that you sealed us. Remind us, oh, God, that you're greater than any number. It doesn't matter who's against us. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God, if God be for us, who can be against us? God, remind us as you seal us about the promises of your word. We need your word to be hidden to our hearts, oh God, that we may understand you and that we might not sin against thee. There's so much stuff, God, oh God, that tries to come in and infiltrate, that tries to come in and taint, that tries to come in and make things go bad in our lives. But as Lady Yo reminded us yesterday, God, we have to be willing to press on, to go on, despite how we feel. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would turn our feelings around and you would turn our environments around, that we won't be somebody that's dictated by the temperature, but that we will control the temperatures that are around us in the mighty name of Jesus. You've given us power and you've given us anointing, God, so help us not to give up. Help us not to throw in the towel. Help us not to quit, God, in the name of Jesus, because you have greater in store for us. Whatever trials are coming our way, it's because you were mindful of us. You considered us, oh God, for an elevation, God. When things come our way that try to stop us and try to hinder us, oh God, that means that you have considered us for a breakthrough. You have considered us for greater, God. You have considered us for elevation, Lord. And so whatever you allow to come our way, Lord, I want to be like James declared and to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptation, because those things work together for our good. They work in patience. And James said we have to have the patience that allow that work to be perfected. Let patience have her perfect work. I want to be perfect in your glory. I want to be perfect in this walk, Lord, and it's possible to be perfect. Oh, God, because if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. God, you make us new. We don't have to worry about the old things. If we confess our sins, you make things all new in us. And so, Lord, we're grateful, Lord, today for what our eyes have not seen yet, but what they will see. We're grateful, oh, God, today what our ears have not heard yet, but, God, I'm listening, God. I want to have a listening ear to hear and a heart to receive of your word. And, Lord, give me dreams and visions and imaginations, God, to see the invisible, God, and to believe the impossible, Lord, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that all things are possible if we would only believe. Thank you for allowing me to be a joint heir. Thank you for adopting me, Lord. And thank you, oh God, for the inheritance, the sealing that you have given me in this life today. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for life and life that more abundantly. And thank you for being my God. Now, Lord, as we go through this day, God, we're grateful that we don't have to go without your presence. Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way in us right now. Shape us and mold us to be the vessels that we need to be on this day so that we will be victorious. God, in all our ways, we acknowledge you this morning. Direct our pathways. Lead, guide, and direct us to challenges that you will allow to come our way this day. Oh, God, give us strength to make it. We know that if you've begun it in our lives, Lord, you're able to perform it. You're able to complete it. So we put our trust in you, God, in our meetings, God, today. We put our trust in you, oh, God, today. In our interactions with people, Lord, we put our trust in you, oh, God, today. In our dealings with our family and loved ones and whoever else we may come across in our lives on this day, we thank you in advance for the victory, and we thank you in advance for the ability to be able to speak life and not death. We bless your name. We give you glory, God. We honor and adore you, and we thank you. Lord, I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak freedom. I speak breakthrough. God, I speak greater upon those that are under the sound of my voice and those that will tune in later to hear this recording. God, we bless your name because we know that you have things that are exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think in store for us. But Lord, let your power manifest himself and God in our lives this day. We thank you and we bless you and we magnify you today. And we glorify you, Lord, and walk with us and keep us all day long. Our prayer. In Jesus' precious name, we say thank God, amen and amen.